Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 25 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we have a special surprise for everybody out there who are watching the NCAA tournament brackets that just came about. We're all set to do our Disney Nerds March Madness brackets. Sam had the opportunity to set the brackets up for us of 64 of the main attractions at Walt Disney World. What we're going to do tonight is go through the first two rounds and come up with our final Sweet 16. Once we come up with that Sweet 16, we're going to find some way to get you guys involved so you can help us vote for those teams, and then we'll report on them next week. So, since Sam put this together for us, let's talk to him first. How's it going, Sam?
Outstanding. Thank you so much. It is March Madness, baby. Disney style.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. With us tonight also, in addition to Sam, we have Tom. How are you, Tom?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Very good. Very good. And we also have Jimmy.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Good, good, good. Now, those are the people we have for tonight's show. And if you counted correctly, that's four people. So one of the issues we're going to talk about tonight is tiebreakers. Sam, in a couple seconds, is going to go through the rules that we use to create this bracket and how we're going to pick our teams, quote-unquote, rides. With four people, we have the chance of actually having a tie. In the event of a tie, we're going to go to our Facebook page, post what the tie is, and the first person that responded to that tie will break it for us. So if we do have a tie, we'll probably move on to the next game, and then once we get a response, we'll come back and let you know who won that game. Okay, so Sam, tell us a little about what the rules are we're going to use for tonight.
So here are the ground rules for the 2014 Disney Nerds March Madness Disney attraction style. So basically, here's what we thought. What is the best attraction at Walt Disney World, and what better way to break it down than through an NCAA-style bracket? Have each attraction go head-to-head and find out which we like best. Now, here's what you need to think about as you're filling out your bracket at home, which is what we want you to do. Number one, this is your personal list, not a list with your family or with your other people. This is if you were picking one of these attractions, which one would you personally want to go on? Taking into account the queue, the ride, and the post show. All three of those together are an attraction. There's no queue or line. You're basically going to show up and walk in, experience the pre-show, or go right on the ride vehicle, whatever it might be. Now, not everything made the list. There are more than 64 attractions at Walt Disney World, so there are some things that you won't find here, like Tom Sawyer Island, for example. We also didn't include the water parks. We stuck to the four main theme parks at Walt Disney World, so you won't find Summit Plummet. Maybe we'll have that on something later. These are also attractions that are operational as of March 2014. So there are no historic attractions that have been closed, and there are no future attractions. In fact, next year, 2015, this list could look completely different because we'll have the Mine Train take into account. But for now, this is only attractions as of March 2014.
Okay, very good. Now, the way I thought about this was, this is the last day at the park. Not even the last day. This is the last 20 minutes at the park, and you have a choice of one of two rides. Which ride are you going to ride on? That's what I did to pick most of my pick.
I also think that what if that ride isn't there next time you show up? Throw that into account. So maybe a year from now it's gone.
We got the four regions, Bay Lake, Sasagola River, World Showcase, and Crescent Lake. You got to like those regions, huh?
Love them.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go one by one. We'll take the game, and whoever has that game is going to tell what their winner is. Then each one of us is going to either agree or disagree. If we agree, it's just going to be a vote for it, and we're going to continue on. If there's a disagreement, we'll hear a couple seconds about why the disagreement and then cast the vote. So we'll each take a turn. So we're going to start with Jimmy. We're going to be starting in the Bay Lake region, and we'll be going with the first number one ranked Haunted Mansion versus the 16th ranked American Idol Experience.
I don't think it's any question. Haunted Mansion, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this round's going to go pretty quickly. I am also Haunted Mansion.
I do as well. I like American Idol Experience, but it's nowhere near Haunted Mansion.
I am also Haunted Mansion in the sweep, although I am starting to hear some rumblings that if we do this a year from now, American Idol might not be there.
I have heard that, and I've heard rumors of that, that it may be going away.
So Haunted Mansion moves on.
Okay, very good. Next game will be Tom's. It is the number 8 seed Mad Tea Party versus the number 9 seed One Man's Dream.
My vote was for One Man's Dream. I don't ride the Tea Party unless people want to see what I ate for lunch. And I just love the historical aspects of One Man's Dream. I could watch that video that they display over and over and over again all day long.
I agree. I'm also One Man's Dream.
One Man's Dream here, too.
Another sweep. I'm also One Man's Dream. Sorry, Mad Tea Party. But One Man's Dream moves to the second round.
Yeah, I agree with Tom on that one. I'm not a big spinning ride guy anymore. Okay, next game. Number 5, Buzz Lightyear's Spin versus the number 12 seeded Tomorrowland Speedway. This is Sam's.
This is mine. Buzz Lightyear versus Tomorrowland. Two Magic Kingdom classics. Well, not so much a classic. But here I have to take Buzz Lightyear. Primarily because I can't fit in those Tomorrowland Speedway cars. They're not very comfortable. So that's my vote, Buzz Lightyear.
I'm going to go with Buzz as well.
I also have Buzz. Even though I do have a lot of fond memories of riding Tomorrowland Speedway with my son, Buzz is still kind of for me.
And that's the same for me, Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz moves on.
Next game, it will be for myself. It's the number 4 Enchanted Tales with Belle versus the number 13 Hall of Presidents. Now, this is probably the first upset of the day where I am going to take number 13 Hall of Presidents. It's one of the classics, and it is one of the guaranteed attractions at Walt Disney World to change maybe every 4 or 8 years. That's why I like it.
I also like Hall of Presidents, so that was my vote as well.
This is the first time there's not a sweep because I have Enchanted Tales. I absolutely love the technology of that ride. I like the crowd interaction with that ride. And Beauty and the Beast is one of our favorite films, so I actually have Enchanted Tales in that one.
Well, I went with Hall of Presidents as well. I like Hall of Presidents because of the constant updates. The animatronics are just amazing. Now, Enchanted Tales with Belle, the magic mirror is unbelievable and phenomenal. But for myself alone to go in, probably not where I'm going to go. With the family, that's a different story.
Do they look at your word if you're a single guy going into the Enchanted Tales with Belle? I haven't been on that yet.
Not that I've seen.
I haven't done it alone. It's easy when you have a little girl with you.
True.
Right. True.
Xavier loves it, too. We go there many, many times. The last few trips, we've gone there at least 5 times.
So 3-1, Hall of Presidents moves on.
Right. Okay, next game, going to Jimmy. It is the number 6 Jungle Cruise versus the number 11 It's Tough to Be a Bug.
You know, as much as I love It's Tough to Be a Bug, I'm going to have to go with Jungle Cruise on this one. And Jungle Cruise, I mean, it's almost two different attractions, right? Because it's one attraction during the day, and then at night it's a completely different ride. So I really enjoy it both times, but at night the cast members really seem to loosen up and really get get funny. So
I agree. I'm a Jungle Cruise vote.
I as well have Jungle Cruise. You can say it's almost 3 rides if you count when it's Christmas time and they start doing all the holiday jokes and theming and.
Very true.
And I'm the Tough to Be a Bug to me of all the 3D shows is probably my least favorite of all of them. So Jungle Cruise was an easy one for me in that one.
So I'll make it a sweep with the Jungle Cruise. But I do love It's Tough to Be a Bug, the very end when the stinger comes out and just seeing the people that haven't experienced that before get the little jump out of it. That's the best part of that ride.
Very good. Very good. Next game is going to be Tom's. This is the number 3 Rock and Roller Coaster versus the number 14, Captain EO.
This one was very simple for me. Rock and Roller Coaster is probably one of my favorite attractions in all of Disney World. I'm a roller coaster tycoon. And Captain EO, I think it's got some nostalgia to it, but it's a little outdated. So I am all over Rock and Roller Coaster on that one.
I think this one's got to be sweep, right?
It is for me.
Same here.
Yeah.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Now we're on to the next game. Sam, you have this one. It is the number 7 Dinosaur versus the number 10 Indiana Jones Stunt Show.
Dinosaur and Indy Jones. So if I am on my own looking to do one of these two attractions, I'm going to jump on Dinosaur just for the extra thrill, I guess, of Dinosaur over Indy Jones. Nothing wrong with Indy Jones. I've seen it a lot of times. I do like Dinosaur.
I'm actually the other way around. I am actually all over the Indiana Jones show. I love that it's an attraction that can feed thousands of people at once. I like the crowd interaction with it. I like Dinosaur. There's nothing wrong with it. But I say if overall enjoyment, I think I enjoy Indiana Jones a little bit more.
All right. And for me, it was Dinosaur. I've done Indiana Jones a couple times. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I have enjoyed it the times we've done it. But in my opinion, that's one of the ones that really needs to be either redone or moved on.
Maybe turned into Indiana Jones. Oh, wait. Disneyland did that.
Right.
I voted for Dinosaur on that one also.
You had the opportunity to go for a tie, but we have Dinosaur coming out 3-1.
Moving on to the last game of the Bay Lake region, we have number 2, Big Thunder Railroad, versus number 15, the Studio Backlots Tour. You know, I think both rides are really good, and we are doing both of them every time we go to the parks. However, Big Thunder Railroad definitely won out for me.
Yeah, me as well.
I agree, and it's probably because of what the Backlot Tour has turned into. I really miss Residential Street. I miss when the Boneyard was much bigger. And any time I ride it, I think of what it used to be.
It's actually kind of sad, isn't it?
It is, which is why I have to go Big Thunder.
Yep. I must be Mr. Devil's Advocate, because this is my first big upset. I actually have the Backlot Tour over Thunder Mountain Railroad. I just love movies. I love walking through the prop shop. And like, hey, I remember that from the movie I saw, and I'm literally like a foot away from it. I absolutely love it. I've volunteered to be one of the boat people, and I enjoy that. I like the interaction of it. Again, I guess I'm Mr. Devil's Advocate because I got the major upset here with the 15 seat over the 2 seat.
I gotta say, the prop shop, the little prop area that you walk through on the way to the ride, is one of the coolest things about the attraction now.
Agree. And the next time you're walking through there, slow down a little bit and take a look at all that stuff. There's some really cool things in that shop.
And what's really cool about it is they do change some of those things up. So it's always good looking for something new. Okay, good. So that's our first region, and we've gotten through round one of that guy. We're moving on to the Sescalula River region, and the first game is going to be for Jimmy. It's the number 1 ranked Space Mountain versus the number 16 ranked Stitch's Great Escape.
You know, I got to think this is going to be a sweep for Space Mountain. I'm calling it. I'm calling a sweep right here. You heard it here first, guys.
Well, if that's the case, I am voting for Space.
Yeah, I have Space as well.
Yeah, it was easy for me, too. I can't stand the Stitch Great Escape, so this was easy for me. It could have been Stitches against the bathroom, and the bathroom would have won. So,
what about, Tom, what about Stitch or Wonders of Flight, or Flights of Wonder?
That'd be a 0-0 tie.
How about Stitch versus Tom Sawyer Island?
Tom Sawyer Island. Okay. I've been on Tom Sawyer Island. It's still hasn't happened.
So those are all the bubble ones, right? But I figured would bring Stitch into here just to see if there was any way of an upset. But it at least, and who knows, maybe in a couple of years it won't be on the list because it won't be an attraction. But that's a whole nother story.
Oh, sure. And don't get me wrong, if it was a different matchup, there would have been a chance I would have taken Stitch. I don't outright hate the ride.
I don't either.
I think it's a fun ride. I think it's a little bit more doable than it was before with the Alien, for kids anyway. But, Space Mountain. Tom's up next. And Tom, you have the number 8 Walt Disney Railroad versus the number 9 American Adventure.
This one, you know, I feel kind of embarrassed. I've never actually ridden the railroad before. But I love the American Adventure. So, I mean, that's what I picked because I love that too. I love the history of that. But yeah, the American Adventure has my vote.
Never ridden the railroad, Tom? Your Disney fan card is about to get revoked.
Well, no, it just became part of what he's going to do on his next trip.
Absolutely. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
So I'll go second here. I definitely have the railroad from a nostalgia perspective, from that's what I'm getting on, riding it around. You think about Walt riding in his backyard on the Lily Bell. But this is a tough matchup and could be an upset. So that's one vote each.
I would go for American Adventure. I agree with what Sam said about the railroad. However, if it came down to it, it's my last ride of the trip, or the last ride forever in Walt Disney World, I would rather get on American Adventure and go through that experience.
And I'm going to sew that up with American Adventure. And part of that is I love the American Adventure. It's something I have to do every time we go. But I also, in my mind, included the Voices of Liberty in that, which is the pre-show, which is almost an attraction in itself. So definitely the American Adventure. And I love the railroad, so don't get me wrong. But I agree with that. If it was the last attraction, if I had to choose between those two to be my last attraction, it would be American Adventure.
American Adventure moves on.
And that's what we want to see between an 8-9 matchup, some discussion. So very cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, the next game, and I believe that's Sam's coming up. It's going to be number 5, Kilimanjaro Safari, versus number 12, Living with the Land.
Living with the Land, we all love that. So this is another tough one for me. But here's what I'm going to go with. I might pull a surprise here because I am going to go with the Safari. Only because it is such a unique, such a vast, and such a different experience every time you're on there. If you can time it right, get out there in the morning, go on the safari. There's animals all over. You never really know what you're going to see. The ostrich right next to the vehicle, or the rhino that won't let you pass. So love Living with the Land, but I'm going with the safari here.
You know, for me, it's funny. It's funny you sang the song, because I also went with Safari. But had Living with the Land been what it was 5 years ago, when they still had the cast member narrating it and they still had the song and all that stuff, you know what? Maybe Living with the Land would have edged out Safari. But in this latest incarnation, where it's just kind of that same little spiel playing over and over, they took the song out. For me, it's Safari.
Same here. I went with Safari.
I went with Living with the Land. I know Safari is not technically, the Animal Kingdom is not technically a zoo, but I can see most, not all, but most of those animals here at the Minnesota Zoo. I can't see tomatoes growing upside down here in Minnesota, so I took Living with the Land.
Okay.
Safari moves on.
Very good.
3-1.
The next game goes to me, and we have the number 4 seed, Under the Sea, the ride. That's the new ride in the Magic Kingdom, versus the number 13, Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor. I went with Monsters Incorporated. I still feel that's one of the best, not best, but it's a good show in that it's different every time. You always have the chance to be that guy, and I think that's a good reason to keep on going. And you know what? The jokes are always changing. I think it is pretty cool if you see the different shows. So I went Monsters Incorporated.
Ed, have you ever been that guy?
Yes, I have.
You know, for some reason that doesn't surprise me one bit.
I've been that guy twice.
Oh, nice.
I've been that guy. I've been – they did the little show where you had to be Sully or a monster with the little boo girl. So I did that also. And I actually provided churros for everybody in the audience.
I think I was Randall once.
Cool. So what are we going to vote on this one, guys?
All right. So I also went with Laugh Floor. And really for all the same reasons you said. I like the Under the Sea. I think it's really cool. The detail is really cool. But bottom line, the Laugh Floor is almost a different attraction every time you go on it.
This one was a home run, easy peasy Monsters Incorporated for me. This is, to me personally, by far better than a 13th seated attraction. I look forward to going to that many, many times. And going back to being that guy, my hint, if you ever want to be that guy, chances are to get it, lower right hand side. That's the third row.
I agree. That's exactly where they usually pick up him.
You know, I it's not a sweep. I went Under the Sea. Don't know if it's because it's so new. I like it. The best part I like is going in there to see the Figment fish that I call them, which is the set of fish that are colored the same as Figment. I love
that. They look just like Figment, don't they?
They're absolutely Figment fish. And I look for some of the hidden things in there as well. But I absolutely can see why you guys would go with Monsters, and I have no problem with that moving on. Right. So Monsters, Inc. moves on.
Very cool. One quick thought about Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor is that Disney went ahead with that named ride, even though the acronym exists out there in the world. So I gave them extra points for bravery.
Nice.
Okay, moving on to the next game. And I believe Jimmy has this one. It is the number 6, Winnie the Pooh, versus the number 11, Sum of All Thrills.
Okay, so I really enjoyed the Winnie the Pooh and the details, and the music's good. But Sum of All Thrills is something that we end up doing 3-4 times while we're there. So just designing your own coaster. If I win the Powerball, I'll probably put one of those Raytheon Coco robotic arms in like my living room somewhere. So I went with Sum of All Thrills.
I love Winnie the Pooh, but to be able to design a roller coaster and then ride in it right there, upside down, through chutes, or do things like make a jump track and land on the other side, is definitely Sum of All Thrills. And I usually don't ride it enough because the queue gets long for that thing inside Interventions.
It does.
Where it's kind of out of the way. So I don't ride it that often. So if you take that queue out of the way, I'm going to do Sum of All Thrills.
I do as well, mostly because I'm just not a Winnie the Pooh guy. I've done it with Sum of All Thrills once. I enjoyed it. My son really loved it, and I'd like seeing that. But to be honest, I did it mostly because it's not Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. Sum of All Thrills moves on.
A sweep.
Oh, sweep. How about that?
Okay, now the next game is going to be interesting, and it goes to Tom. We have the number 3, Peter Pan's Flight, versus the number 14, Ellen's Energy Adventure.
I think if I disclose this bracket to my son, he would disown me as a dad, because he absolutely loves Peter Pan. I mean, the ride's fun. I mean, it's cool, but I love the Ellen ride. I like the fact it's a longer ride. It's a ride that can kill 40 minutes. I still find it comical, even with the age it has. I'm an Ellen DeGeneres fan in general. I love the Ellen ride. Again, to me, again, that's way better than a 14-seated attraction. So, to me, I got Ellen all the way on that.
Peter Pan. You know, it's a classic Disney dark ride. I do like the Ellen's Energy Adventure. I find it's a little bit dated. I don't think anybody knows who Bill Nye the Science Guy is anymore. And one of the things I don't like about it is that it kills 40 minutes.
So from my perspective, you know, love them both. This is a great matchup. And, you know, I agree with Tom that Ellen's a little low at a 14. Ellen being 40 minutes, I have a hard time getting through there without nodding off sometimes.
I agree.
So for me, I'm going with Peter Pan for that. But I love Ellen. I know where it fits. Peter Pan, that classic, you know, up over London, the reverse forced perspective of the land and the cars going by. Love Peter Pan's Flight.
Okay, well, I tell you what, Peter Pan's Flight is a great ride. We always try to get on it when we're at the Magic Kingdom. And my only concern with that ride is the length of it. Unfortunately, it's not a long ride. You pretty much fly through Peter Pan's world very quickly, and I don't think you get the full experience of what it could be. Ellen's Energy Adventure, it is long, I agree, but I think that is the better attraction in this matchup. One of the things that Jimmy mentioned was that it's not pertinent to today's world. Unfortunately, when you listen to the ideas Ellen gives out about ways to save energy and alternative energy sources to oil, we have not taken advantage of these things like we should have when this ride or attraction first came out 20-odd years ago. So based on that, I think it's still very applicable in today's world, and it's a really fun show. So I go with Ellen's.
So and we have our first
tie. So I'm going to post this onto Facebook in the Disney Nerds group, and the first one to give us an answer will be our tiebreaker.
So here's the thing of that one. I bet you can still ride Ellen 3 times before you get to ride Peter Pan once.
If you're standing in traditional queues, yeah.
We took the queue out of it, remember.
Took the queue out, though. Doesn't matter.
I know.
There's no queue.
I know, I'm just saying in a fact. This is,
I have a Fast Pass Plus.
So, you know what's interesting to Ed's comment, the length of the ride? I've been on Peter Pan in Disneyland, and it is way shorter than the one in Walt Disney World.
Wow, how could it be shorter?
It is shorter. The track's shorter, there's less to it. You get on, and that's it. Wow, it's definitely shorter in Disneyland.
Yeah, how about that? Next matchup is the number 7, Maelstrom, versus the number 10, Finding Nemo, the musical. And I believe Sam is up.
I'm up. I have Maelstrom versus Finding Nemo, the musical. So much like Ellen's, you kind of see a little thing going here, right? If I'm sitting in the same place for a long time, I tend to nod off just a little bit. I love Nemo. I love the songs. Love everything about it. But if it's me picking, I'm headed over to Norway and I'm going on Maelstrom, which is what I'm taking here.
You know, I'm going with Finding Nemo, the musical. I'm really in the minority and I'm probably going to get hits for this one, but I do like Maelstrom. However, I don't think it's as great as everybody makes it out to be. It's a cool ride and there's a little bit of fun inside there, but it's not that long when you're actually on the ride itself. It seems like that you're going through the town before you know it and getting off the ride into the movie. Finding Nemo the Musical, hands down, in my opinion, one of the best shows at Disney World. It could be on Broadway in a heartbeat, and I'm surprised it hasn't some form done that. So I'm going Finding Nemo.
I'm going to go with you on Finding Nemo. I agree, it could be on Broadway. They developed songs specifically for that attraction that wasn't in the movie. So, yep, I have the soundtrack. I think it's fantastic. Definitely my favorite show in all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I have to go with it too. And I mean, I'd actually agree with you. If you yawn too long while Maelstrom, you're going to miss the whole ride. Because it's just so short. Is it like there's a polar bear, there's trolls, you're going backwards, and you're done.
Don't forget the oral dare. Yeah. That's always the best part.
Yes.
The Nemo is a great show, and yeah, as I say, I love the music, and it's the one, to me, the one good show at Animal Kingdom.
So the next game is for me. It is the number 2 test track versus the number 15 Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Playground. This was really a no-brainer. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. I picked test track for all the obvious reasons.
Ditto.
And I'll admit I thought that was Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, but it wouldn't have made the difference. It was still test track.
It's a playground. I mean, are any of us going to run into a playground? I mean, give the bracket to the kids and see how it goes.
Don't judge.
I'll tell you when I stopped going in, when they took the Kodak label off of the roll of film. Now it just looks like a big something there. You can't even tell what it is.
My son got lost in there once, too.
Someone better.
I was actually kind of surprised it's lasted so long, but it does get busy in there, so I can kind of see it. So, we're halfway done with our first round. We're getting ready to move into the World Showcase Lagoon region. The first game is going to be going to Jimmy, and it has our number 1 seed, the Pirates of the Caribbean, versus the number 16 seed, Casey Jr. Splash and Soak Station over in New Fantasyland.
Okay, I went with the Casey Jr. Splash and Soak. No, I'm just kidding. Pirates, of course.
I want to hear that. Do you usually keep a pair of swimming clothes inside your backpack there, Jimmy?
Right. Come on. I think there's not going to be any discussion on this one. It's Pirates, right?
Pirates.
Pirates. Oh,
yeah. Jimmy gets the easy ones.
I do. I get like the no-brainers.
Okay, well, here we go, Tom. Just because you said that, now it's up for you. We're going on to the next game. It's the number 8 Barnstormer versus the number 9 Dumbo.
You know, I personally never ridden the Barnstormer. I have watched my son ride it. With that said, it does not go in circles, so I like it more. So I took the Barnstormer.
I went with Dumbo. Now, I did mention earlier how I don't like to go in circles. However, I also like to be able to fit inside the car. And with the Barnstormer, that is not an easy thing to do. My knees are always bumping against that, and it's a tight, tight squeeze. And it's not really that long a roller coaster. So I went with Dumbo, the classic.
I'll ditto that. Go with Dumbo for some of those same reasons. Just like I said with the Tomorrowland Speedway, getting into the vehicle, if your knees are smacking things, it's not all that pleasant. But the Dumbo's too, classic. I love to get on top and bounce it up and down if you can.
I'm going to go ahead and go with Dumbo, too. Dumbo, just classic. I appreciate Barnstormer for what it is. Also, the vote
The vote is in.
Okay,
the
so that was for the which matchup?
Peter Pan versus Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary Louvier English, who is a member of the Disney Nerds. She voted for Peter Pan.
Oh,
Peter Pan moves on.
Peter Pan.
Thank you, Mary.
Very good.
Comes back in the Sasagula River region.
Our next matchup is for Sam. It is our number 5, It's a Small World, versus the number 12, Turtle Talk with Crush.
I that's another tough one here, right? New technology with Turtle Talk, which is cool, and it's a different show every time. And seeing that interaction with the kids, the reaction of Crush is just great, you know. But I, love it or hate it, I like It's a Small World. I think it's an outstanding attraction. It's so simple. It harkens back 50 years to the World's Fair in 1964, and I would be on It's a Small World before sitting through Turtle Talk with Crush. So It's a Small World for me.
Yeah, same here for me. Even though I'll make fun of it and I'll abuse the song and everything like that about It's a Small World, I'll still take that.
Same here. I mean, I like the technology Turtle Talk. But I'm going to be honest, Crush annoys me sometimes. There's some of them that kind of drives me bonkers.
Dude!
So I and Small World's a classic. It's one of those ones, even if it annoys you, it's Disney World. You have to. It's not Disney World until you write Small World. So.
Yeah, me too, Small World. You know, I think back and think of Small World, and you know what? Maybe some of these parks wouldn't be there without Small World. I mean, it's the classic. You know, it's the original classic. So I agree with Ed. You know, you got to make fun of it a little bit. Sometimes the song drives you a little bit batty, but we tend to go on it every time.
Okay, very good. It's a Small World moves on. So very good. We're moving on to the next game, and it is mine. We have the number 4, Mission Space, versus number 13, Imagination with Figment. Now, if this was 10 years ago, or a little longer than that, this might have been a harder choice. Right now, with Figment in the way it is, I'm going to go with Mission Space. We do hit Imagination with Figment almost every trip down there. However, it's only because we're used to it and we want to go. We would prefer, or at least I would definitely prefer Mission Space. I think that's an incredible adventure, and it is the next best thing to going into space we have right now.
I agree with Mission Space.
I'm with Mission Space, but I'm voting against Figment and the lack of Dreamfinder. That's just me.
Very good.
It was close, but Mission Space as well.
Okay, Mission Space moves on. The next game goes to Jimmy, and this is Muppet Vision 3D, which is our number 6 ranked team, versus the number 11 ranked Astro Orbiter.
Muppets, no doubt about it. Muppet Vision.
Same here for me, Muppets.
Muppets Ditto. Here as well.
Ditto.
Okay,
Muppet
very good.
Vision in a sweep.
In a
what
sweep.
What foolishness would you like to see?
Moving on to our next game. Tom, this one's for you. We have the number 3 Expedition Everest versus the number 14 Country Bear Jamboree.
Well, this one is simple for me. It's one of my favorite rides versus Chuck E. Cheese, basically, for me. So
there was blood on... Never mind.
Expedition Everest was miles an easy one.
Me too.
Everest here as well.
This was actually a tough one for me, but I did go with Everest.
I'm glad you didn't go Country Bear Jamboree, because you'd have to feel terrible now that Tom just bashed it.
No, not at all. Country Bear is definitely a classic ride, and I think that there's so much good show in there as far as a vaudeville show goes, back and forth between the different stages and the different acts and things like that. I think it's one of the classic rides in Walt Disney World. However,
I enjoy it.
If it was the last ride I was going to go on for the trip, I had the choice. It's Expedition Everest.
Sure. I do regret that I was never able to see the Christmas overlay at Country Bears.
Same here.
Never got to see that.
Okay, next game. It's going to be Sam's game. And we're going with the number 7 ranked Great Movie Ride versus the number 10 ranked Primeval Whirl.
Wow. So Primeval Whirl, the one... Yeah, no. I can't come up with anything. It's Great Movie Ride. So, Great Movie Ride.
Same here. Great Movie Ride.
By a mile, same here.
Sweep!
Very good. Okay, next game goes to myself. We have the number 2 ranked Soarin' versus the number 15 ranked Triceratops Spin. Went with Soarin'.
But it's Soarin'.
Likewise.
Definitely Soarin'.
Sweep.
That was an easy one. Okay, so that's the end of the World Showcase Lagoon region. We're now going to start the Crescent League region. Jimmy, you're up, and your matchup is the number 2 Toy Story Mania versus the number 15 Voyage of the Mermaid show at MGM.
MGM, it's 2014.
You know, I said that in my head, and then I said DHS, but I didn't want to go ahead and say it out loud, so.
So I did.
You know what? To some people, it'll always be MGM.
It is to me.
I'm going to go with Toy Story Midway Mania, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's a pretty obvious one. Same here.
Toy Story here as well.
Not here. I think Toy Story is probably the most overrated ride in Disney World. I actually took...
What?
Now, don't forget, no line.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's okay. It's just, I don't get the hype on it. I just don't. It's okay. It's fun. I'll do it every trip, but it's not something I like, ooh, Toy Story Mania. It's, no. I like Voyage of the Mermaid more than that.
Okay, so Toy Story Mania wins that round, wins that game. And we're moving to our next game, and it's going to be Tom's game. Tom, we have the Seas with Nemo, a number 7th ranked attraction, versus the Prince Charming Carousel, our number 10 ranked attraction.
This one was fairly easy for me. I mean, the Prince Charming Carousel is a very pretty, well done carousel. But when it's all said and done, it's a carousel. They're all over the place. I took the Seas with Nemo.
Same here. Seas with Nemo.
Ditto.
Seas with Nemo here as well. I mean, that's the biggest aquarium on the hemisphere when it was built. You just can't beat that. It's
right.
Incredible.
And I really like how they tied it into the Nemo show over at Animal Kingdom. I love how the music matches as you're leaving the ride.
Yep, you're right.
Big blue world.
Thank you.
Let's not do that again.
Okay, next game. Sam, you are up. And we have the number 3 ranked Star Tours Adventure versus the number 14th ranked Carpets of Aladdin.
You know, I don't know that I've been on the carpets, not recently at all, but Star Tours, the adventure continues. How can you not go with the revamped Star Tours? Absolutely, positively Star Wars all day long.
As much as I like getting spit on by camels, I'm going to have to go Star Tours.
Likewise.
That's right. Same here. Star Tours.
Sweep.
Sweep.
Very cool. Okay, well, the next game is for myself, and we have the number 6 ranked Enchanted Tiki Room versus the number 11 ranked TTA, the People Mover. You know, when I first looked at this, it was going to be a tough choice. At least I thought it was. But then when I put myself in the scenario of it's the last ride I'm going to take and I'm going to be leaving forever, TTA, People Mover. Nothing like that relaxing ride through Tomorrowland. And if you really want a thrill or you want something different, try Tonight. Very, very cool.
I'm with you. TTA, People Mover. Absolutely.
Same here for many of the same reasons.
All right. Ditto.
Okay. Very good. Sweep for TTA. Now we're moving on to the next game, and it's going to be Jimmy's game here. We have the number 4 Splash Mountain versus the number 13 Mickey's PhilharMagic.
You know, for me, this is a very tough one. I really enjoy both attractions. But I had to go with Splash Mountain. The detail inside Splash Mountain, the whole little, couple times, the little mini drops at the top, all the way through the great audio animatronics inside, and then to the final big drop, and that grand scene with the riverboat. I think it's just a better attraction, as much as I like PhilharMagic.
I'm riding Splash Mountain too.
Yeah, same here. I wish PhilharMagic was somewhere else because I love it. But yeah, Splash Mountain.
Same here, Splash Mountain. One more sweep. Next attraction is for Tom. And we have the number 5 Spaceship Earth versus the number 12 Grand Fiesta Tour, the Three Caballeros.
You know, this one, I tore a little bit. I mean, I like Spaceship Earth. I like it a lot. But come on, it's the one Donald Duck ride in all of Disneyland. So, and I have a lot of fond memories of the ride in Mexico, I took Grand Fiesta.
Okay, well, I went with Spaceship Earth. I think it's one of the most classic rides at Epcot, and it's a must-do. Yeah, Spaceship Earth.
I went with Earth as well, although I'm with you on the Donald Duck over the Grand Fiesta, but Spaceship Earth.
I also went with Spaceship Earth, although I did like the Jeremy Irons version much better than the current one. Just saying that in protest.
Point taken.
Get your digs in. Awesome. So our next game is going to be Sam's game. And we have the number 8, Carousel of Progress, versus the number 9, Cali River Rapids.
Good matchup here. I don't necessarily like to be soaking wet, especially with the equipment that I'm usually carrying around with me, although I know there's lockers. But for the same reason that I took It's a Small World back in the other bracket is why I'm going with Carousel of Progress here. This is still 50 years ago, Walt's vision, the progress we've been through. What I would do with this attraction is bring back the original ending scene. That ending scene is obviously dated. I want to see what I want to experience what people were experiencing 50 years ago and Walt's vision then. Carousel of Progress.
This one wasn't hard for me. It's Carousel.
Same for me. Carousel of Progress.
It's a great... Big, beautiful tomorrow.
I like that I'm not the only guy singing here now. This is good.
Right. You drug me in.
Okay.
One more showdown in the first round, right?
That's correct. One more final game for the first round and for the Crescent Lake region is the number 1 Tower of Terror versus the number 16 Wildlife Express. And we're not going to spend a lot of time on this one. This was a very, very easy decision. Tower of Terror. All the detail, all the excitement, it's no choice. Tower of Terror.
Absolutely Tower of Terror. I don't like riding sideways on a train, and I don't like where that train goes. But besides that, Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
I didn't know what Wildlife Express is, but I love Tower of Terror.
So Wildlife Express is a little train ride in Animal Kingdom that takes you to Rafiki's Planet Watch.
The petting zoo.
Right near the safari entrance to the right of it.
Yep.
Round one is over.
Round one is over.
Excellent job, guys. Take a breath, and let's dive into round two. So now
it's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
So for round two, what we're going to do is Sam is going to read off our games, and we're going to go one by one, just like round one, and pick who we want for winners.
And this may or may not align to the brackets that you had originally done, so you may have to do some thinking on the fly here. Yep. Ed, you can let me know who's got which game.
The first game is going to be for Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy. The second round, we have The Haunted Mansion and One Man's Dream.
You know, as much as I love One Man's Dream, and I tell you, every time my wife is embarrassed to death because every time I watch the film, it brings me to tears. Haunted Mansion is just such a classic attraction. Probably one of my favorite attractions at all of Walt Disney World. So it would have to be, for me, The Haunted Mansion.
I agree. Same here. Haunted Mansion.
Same here.
Ooh, I'm going to be the odd one out and go with One Man's Dream. Only because it changes. There's always something different. There's always a new model in there. There's always something new that I discover. I have One Man's Dream just because I absolutely love that attraction. I think it's overlooked. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm sure you've been in there. I love discovering what's new. That new Fantasyland model that's in there right now, I'm sure it's not going to be there much longer. I can't wait to see what's next. But all of that said, Haunted Mansion moves into the Sweet 16.
Okay, very good. Tom, your game's next.
And Tom has Buzz Lightyear versus Hall of Presidents.
Well, considering they didn't have Hall of Presidents getting out of the first round, I had Buzz beaten Enchanted Tales as well, but I love the Space Ranger Spin. It's a game you can always enjoy with a child of yours or even a spouse or friend, kind of friendly competition. And it's a Toy Story ride. I love Toy Story, so Buzz was the one that got by for me.
We never have friendly competitions on Buzz Lightyear.
They're ugly.
We fight to see who controls the car, let alone the competition. I am going to go with Hall of Presidents. Again, for some of the same reasons I said the first round, it's a classic. It changes every 48 years. It's just very, very cool.
I have Buzz Lightyear coming out of this bracket. So, Jimmy, it's down to you.
Buzz Lightyear. It pains me to say it because I am a very big Hall of Presidents fan, but if I had to pick one to do... Last ride.
The people have spoken.
Have to be Buzz.
Buzz Lightyear, Sweet 16.
Okay. Sam, this game's yours.
My game. I have the Jungle Cruise and the Rock and Roller Coaster. That's a tough one. They're getting tighter here, right? But if it's that The only point that I have against the Jungle Cruise is the potential inconsistency of a skipper. And the fact that you may get an absolutely phenomenal skipper that's the best ever, or you can get somebody that's going through the motions. And when somebody's going through the motions, it's really not that good of an attraction. That said, when I sit in the Rocket Roller Coaster, I know I'm going to be going in a loop as fast as possible right off of the bat, and you can't beat that. So Rock and Roller Coaster for sure.
You know what's interesting is you used my thought process that why I loved Living with the Land to shoot to why I loved living the old Living with the Land to shoot down Jungle Cruise.
Yep.
It's Rock and Roller Coaster for me too.
Rock and Roller Coaster for myself.
Yeah, I did. I did too. This is a hard one. I like Jungle Cruise, but Rock and Roller Coaster is one of my favorites. So Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster sweeps both rounds into the Sweet 16.
God, that Rock and Roller Coaster can't be stopped.
Okay, next game is for myself.
All right, Ed, you have Dinosaur and Big Thunder Railroad.
It's getting tougher.
I am going to go with Dinosaur, which is going to be a shock to my kids, but I do feel that Dinosaur is still the more adventurous ride and the more exciting ride. I love Big Thunder in that it's a great roller coaster, but it's not a great roller coaster. It's got some good details, but I'm still going to go with Dinosaur.
I'm taking Big Thunder. I like the detail in Big Thunder. Dinosaur, I think that it's... love Dinosaur, voted it into this round, but if it's that end of the day, I'm going to ride Big Thunder.
Big Thunder for me. It's just with the classic factor as a determining factor.
Jimmy, it's on you.
I'm going to go Dinosaur.
Oh, a tie.
Yeah, you know what? I like Big Thunder. I kind of agree with what Ed said, though. Big Thunder is just not a great roller coaster. It's a good roller coaster, not a great one.
So we have a tie between Dinosaur and Big Thunder to get to the Sweet 16. Back to Facebook.
Okay, the next game is going to be Jimmy.
Jimmy has Space Mountain and the American Adventure.
All right, here's a shocker. I'm going to go with American Adventure. As much as I love Space Mountain... Yeah, I think it's a pretty good little roller coaster. American Adventure, something I look forward to every trip. I mean, my family probably hates me for it, but we have to do American Adventure every time. And I really, and again, like I said in the first round, with American Adventure, I am including the pre-show, The Voices of Liberty. So I really look forward to that every time. So American Adventure for me.
Space, not closer.
I have Space Mountain. Classic. I'd rather be on Space Mountain. Just like Rock and Roller Coaster. Space Mountain for me.
Yeah, this one was a tough one for me also, and I'm going to side with American Adventure. I think that the entire pavilion has so much to offer from just entering that building and being able to walk around and see all the history inside there. The little display they have off to the right where they have changing exhibits, the Voices of Liberty, of course, and the attraction itself. So American Adventure for me.
So another tie.
Another tie. Two in a row. Make sure that on the Facebook page you indicate that the pre-show is part of the experience as well.
Sure.
All right, another time.
Next game is for Tom.
Tom, you have Kilimanjaro Safari versus Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Again, this one was very simple for me. Again, I didn't have Kilimanjaro getting by Living with the Land. And Monsters, Inc. is one of my favorite things in all of Disney World. So it was, for me, it was a landslide with Monsters, Inc.
I went with Safari. I voted it first round. I'm going to stick with it through the second round. Again, it is something that's phenomenal and can change through every different experience, every different ride.
I went with Safari as well.
I have Safari here as well. I did not have Monsters, Inc. making it out of the first round. So I have Safari going to the Sweet 16.
Okay, very good. The next game we have is going to be for myself.
So, Ed, you get the sum of all thrills versus our first round tiebreaker, Peter Pan's Flight.
I am going to go with Peter Pan's Flight, since it's now up against sum of all thrills. I'm going to throw in the classic factor for this attraction now. Sum of all thrills is a really fun ride, and it's a kind of exciting thing to do to design your own roller coaster. However, when it's up against Peter Pan's, I have to go with Peter Pan.
I agree with Peter Pan.
I went with Sum of All Thrills.
To get my son to not disown me, I will take Peter Pan's Flight.
Okay, and one of the picks on tie number two is in.
Okay, now what was the game and what was the announcement? What was the tiebreaker?
So between Dinosaur or Big Thunder Mountain, thank you, Brett Bodwin, and it is Dinosaur.
Yes.
Yes. Dinosaur moves on. Dinosaur faces Rock and Roller Coaster in the Sweet 16.
It'll be out in a couple rounds. Don't worry.
Getting intense.
Okay, right. Next attraction or next game is for Jimmy.
Jimmy, you get Finding Nemo the Musical versus Test Track.
As much as I enjoy going 60 miles an hour around a bank turn, 65 miles an hour around a bank turn, I'll have to stick to doing that on the interstate because I'm going to go with Nemo the Musical.
All right, Jimmy's got Nemo. I'm going Test Track. The way Test Track is now,
what?
I've not yet figured out the highest score I can get in my ride vehicle, and I'm going to find that. Test Track for me.
I am going to go with Nemo, the musical, for all the same reasons I used in the first round. I think it's an exceptional show.
I have Nemo as well, outside of the building of the car of Test Track, which I love. Nemo is still better than Test Track to me.
The number 10 takes out the number 2.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Finding Nemo the Musical, the Sweet 16.
All right, and the tiebreaker for tie number 3 is in American Adventure versus Space Mountain.
Wow, another upset. That is number 9 over number 1.
Brett Bodwin, American Adventure, because of the Voices of Liberty, he says. Thank you, Brett. We appreciate it. I like it. American Adventure moves on.
This whole thing's all messed up for me now.
That's okay. That's why we're going to have time before the next one. It's okay. Half the Sweet 16 is completed.
Okay. So I believe Tom has the next game.
Tom's got the next game. Tom, you have over in the World Showcase Lagoon region, Pirates of the Caribbean and Dumbo.
With this one, it got to be about as easy as it comes for me. It's Pirates.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I absolutely agree.
I go with Pirates also.
Me too.
Sweep! Pirates with 2 sweeps.
Sweep!
On a crash course with Rock and Roller Coaster, maybe. We'll have to see.
Okay, very good. The next game goes to you, Sam.
The next game's mine. I get It's a Small World versus Mission Space. I picked It's a Small World out of the first round, and I'm going to stick with it. Same reasons. If I'm in front of both of these, I'm riding It's a Small World. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to see what I can notice that's different than the last time. And I'm going to hold my breath to what Fast Pass Plus might bring in that final scene where they've changed all the signs. It's a Small World for me.
That's what I got, too.
2 votes for Small World.
I'm going to go with Mission Space. I still think the Mission Space is the better attraction right here.
Clarify, Mission Space green or orange? So we're on the same page.
Either. Shortest line.
Okay.
You know, I think nostalgia only takes you so far. I enjoy It's a Small World, but I can't stand when that song's stuck in my head, so I'm going to go with technology here and go with Mission Space.
Ooh, another tie. Back to the forms. It's Small World versus Mission Space.
So, and the next game is going to go to myself.
All right, Ed, you are getting Muppet Vision 3D and Expedition Everest.
Yeah, I agree. This is one of the tougher ones, I believe.
Huh.
I love both attractions. No doubt about that. Expedition Everest is one of the best roller coasters in the park. Muppets 3D is probably one of the best shows in the park. I'm going with Muppets.
I can't disagree. I have Everest, just like the Muppet Vision 3D. The pre-show is like a second show. I believe that the queue for Everest is the second show as you get into the roller coaster. The theming's outstanding. I have Everest.
I'm going to have to go with Everest.
It does me too. Muppet Vision, sorry. We'll go see Muppets Most Wanted this weekend, but Expedition Everest is moving on to the Sweet 16.
Jimmy has the next game.
Jimmy, you get The Great Movie Ride and Soarin'.
Oh, God. This one's so hard for me. The 2 attractions I really enjoy. Great Movie Ride, it's so much fun, but I'm going to have to go with Soarin'. Soarin' I could ride over and over and over and over again. I don't know if I could do the same one, Great Movie Ride.
Yeah, I agree with that. If they would ever change one of the scenes in the Great Movie Ride, it might get a little bit more attention from myself. However, I'm going with Soarin'.
I also have Soarin'.
I had the great movie ride. Soarin' can only go so far to me. And to me, it's only enjoyable if you're in the front row. The second and third row makes it average to me. So I love the Great Movie Ride. I could ride that multiple times in the same day. So Great Movie Ride had that one pretty easily for me.
Okay, Soarin' moves on. Tom, you're up for the next game.
Tom, you are looking at Tower of Terror and the Carousel of Progress.
This one pained me. I mean, I wanted to take Carousel of Progress because I do love it. It's something I could see multiple times, but I can't take it over Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror is probably one of my favorite things in all of Disney World. I just couldn't do it. When it came down to it, Tower of Terror had to win.
100% with you. Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror here.
Tower of Terror.
Sam, you are up for the next game.
I'm up next. I have Spaceship Earth and Splash Mountain. Two great attractions. Looking at them the way they are today, I got to take Spaceship Earth. Love the updates that they've done to it. Wish that there was some way of getting the end of that a little different. The touch screens only go so far for me, but I'm going to take Spaceship Earth over Splash Mountain.
I agree, Spaceship Earth.
Okay, I'm going to have to go Splash Mountain here. I enjoy Spaceship Earth, and once again, if it was the Jeremy Irons version, you know what? Maybe I'd have went a different way, but Dame Judi Dench only goes so far, so I'm going to go with Splash Mountain.
I have Splash as well. Again, I didn't have Spaceship Earth getting by Grand Fiesta, so I had Splash beating Grand Fiesta, so Splash is my vote.
All right, so a tie.
So we have a tie here. We have a tie. Spaceship and Splash Mountain.
Pick is in on tie number 4, Mission Space versus It's a Small World. And okay. It's a Small World. It's a Small World takes it.
Thank Small you, World, Brianne. Sweet 16.
Thank you, Brianne Marie, for your vote. Actually, about 6 or 7 different people voted on this one, and it's like unanimous that it's a Small World. So.
Okay, the people have truly spoken. Very good.
What were we thinking, Ed?
So the next question goes up, Spaceship Earth and Splash Mountain. Mm-hmm. And we can move on to the next bracket. Who gets this one, Ed?
I do.
Oh, yours. All right. So, Ed, you are getting the People Mover, TTA, versus Star Tours, The Adventure Continues.
No question. Star Tours, The Adventure Continues, without a doubt.
Ditto. Star Tours. 2 votes.
So I had TTA in that one.
I got to go Star Tours.
Okay. Star Tours moves on. Very cool.
Last game in the second round.
Okay, Jimmy, take that last game.
The last game pits The Seas with Nemo against Toy Story Mania.
It's going to have to be Toy Story Midway Mania, which I would like to add that I am the Horn household champion at that game. For all you listeners who's wondering, my wife hates it because she usually beats me, but the last time we rode it, I beat her, so I just want to say, put that out there.
We'll talk scores and Easter eggs on another show, but it's definitely Toy Story for me.
Same here, Toy Story Mania.
Ed sees.
It moves on 3-1. So we have 15 of our Sweet 16 established here.
Waiting for a final vote on tie number 6, which is Spaceship Earth versus Splash Mountain. That vote should be in any minute.
Okay, and while we're waiting for that last vote, we want to have you guys email us and let us know what you think. So don't forget, our email is thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Let us know what you thought about our brackets. What we're going to do is we're going to post, and you've already heard this, or you'll seen this already, but we'll post a link on Facebook to where you can find the bracket itself, download it, and print it out, and you can go ahead and do your brackets also. We're going to do some type of interactive poll for next week to then let you guys determine what our Sweet 16 winners will be. So look forward to that. We're still not exactly sure how it's going to be done, but keep track of us with Facebook, and we'll let you know through that.
I think we'll put 2 versions of the bracket out to be downloaded. One will be an empty bracket. You guys can take it from the beginning. And I'll post another one that has the votes of the 4 of us and the tiebreakers. So you can kind of see where we are, how we got to the Sweet 16 that we have. And maybe yours is completely different.
Okay, the vote is in for tie number 6, which is Spaceship Earth versus Splash Mountain. And the tiebreaker goes to Spaceship Earth. Thank you, Mr. Keith House.
Excellent. Very cool. So, we have our Sweet 16 bracket all set. Please tune in to our show next week and hear how we continue on with your votes. as we continue our Disney Nerds March Madness 2014 attraction brackets.
Woohoo!
All right, so the Sweet 16 matchups look like this. We have the Haunted Mansion versus Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, Rock and Roller Coaster versus Dinosaur, the American Adventures up against the Safari, Peter Pan's Flight versus Finding Nemo the Musical, Pirates of the Caribbean and It's a Small World, Expedition Everest and Soarin', The Tower of Terror and Spaceship Earth, Star Tours, Toy Story Mania. There are some great matchups in there. It's going to be tough for me to figure it out. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to vote as well.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for listening to our March Madness countdown. Guys, we're looking forward to you participating for our next show. So please check out our Facebook page at the Disney Nerds Podcast. We'll also be posting things on the Disney Nerds group page. Again, our email address is thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Please give us an email. Let us know what you think. If you see us on iTunes, please give us a good rating out there.
Same thing goes for the Stitcher app. If you're a user on an Android device, you can download the Stitcher app and search for the Disney Nerds Podcast. Please subscribe and give us a thumbs up.
I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. #Disney Nerds March Madness. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
See ya.
Bye-bye.